you, Doc?
Yeah. Man, there ain't a door in this boarding house that don't creak and groan.
Make a darn good burglar alarm, Mo.
What are you doing? Come on into my room.
I'm coming. Doggone it. This ain't like living in a barn.
Yeah, a bit of a clatter, all right, when you walk about.
Where have you been?
I'm across the hall talking to Nash and the maestro. Fit to be tied, the maestro. He says we had better accommodations in the boxcar.
Did you ever eat such vile food?
Probably the reason we get it for 50 cents a day. Hey, who's that?
It's Dry Gulch Mary. Who'd you think it was?
Well, good evening, Mary.
Is that so? Who said the food I serve up is vile?
I'm afraid I did.
Well, if you don't like it, you can get out.
But how did you know I said it?
I was listening. That's how I know.
Hey, you admit you was listening at the keyhole?
I was. And the next crack about the food I serve, you can all get out, the whole kit and caboodle.
We're extremely sorry.
You'd better be.
Oh, just a minute, Mary. Are you always going to be listening at our doors?
When I'm a mind to.
But isn't that considered bad taste?
I got a right to know what's going on in my boarding house, and I'm standing on my rights.
Well, you just go right ahead and eavesdrop to your heart's content.
And mind what you say about my cooking.
We'll be careful.
See that you do.
Well, I know what I'm going to do.
What's that?
Well, I'm going to bed in the dark tonight. With a peeping Tom for a landlady, I ain't going to take no chances.
All right, remember after this. If you've got anything important to say, say it in a low voice.
Well, I got something important to say.
What's that?
Jack, that there Nash gal and the maestro is up to something.
What makes you think so?
I know it. You remember what Nash said this morning about the wolves descending on Bury Your Dead tonight?
Rubbish.
Well, maybe so, but I'm telling you, something mighty funny is happening across the hall in their room.
Well, what?
Well, for one thing, you know them tights like acrobats wear? Like long underwear on his skin tight?
Yeah.
Well, Nash has got a pair of them on. Black ones. And, feller, is she a looker in them?
Nash is wearing a pair of black tights?
I swear to my grandma, she is.
Well, what for? What's the object?
Well, I asked her, and I asked the maestro.
Yes?
And every last word that they'd say was, "Tonight the wolf howls."
Tonight the wolf howls?
That's all. And when I come out of their room, you know what was happening? Nasha was a-laying curled up at the maestro's feet like a dog, and he is a-petting and a-smoothing her hair.
But, Doc, that's just what happened in the boxcar.
You're telling me. What made my hair stand up on end, just standing there watching them? Why, they didn't pay no more attention to me than if I wasn't there.
Why'd you leave?
You think I wanted to stand there and see Nasha turn into a wolf right in front of my eyes?
Doc.
Well, dadgummit, that's what happened in the boxcar.
You don't know that it did. You didn't see it happen.
Yes, but Jack, we saw her eyes, green and yellow. Only an animal's eyes shine like that in the dark.
And nothing but an animal could have made them snarling noises.
So you think the maestro's in there turning Nasha into an animal, huh?
Well, doggone it, Jack. I know it don't make sense, just as well as you do. But something's a-happening in there. Something that made me want to get out of there just as fast as I could. Hey!
Oh, you're back again, Mary.
Yes, I'm back.
Well, what is it this time?
Talk loud. I can't hear a word you say.
That's just the point. We don't want you to hear.
So that's it. You're plotting.
Plotting?
That's what I said. The more I see of you three, the more sure I am that you're the ones that killed Alky Joe last night.
Mary, for the 10th time, we did not kill Alky Joe.
Maybe.
But doggone it, Mary, why pick on us? Everybody else in town swears up and down that Alky Joe was killed by wolves.
Wolves?
Well, I saw his body this afternoon. It certainly didn't look like the work of a man to me.
That'd be a good way to commit a murder, wouldn't it? Make it look like an animal done it?
Well, you're certainly the only one in town who believes that.
That's because I'm smart.
Look, Mary, will you go away and leave us alone?
What's that? You ordering me out of my own boarding house?
We paid for these rooms. For the time being, they're ours.
Well, if you don't like it...
I know what. If we don't like the way you run this boarding house, get out.
And take it or leave it.
Well, what else can we do for you?
Talk louder.
Man, what a woman.
I say, isn't there some way we could put a lock on our doors?
Well, where would you get a lock? No stores. Besides, as long as she makes a point of letting us know she's listening, what harm can it do?
Well, now what about Nash and the maestro? Don't you think you ought to go over there and have a look, Jack?
No, let them alone. As long as they stay in their rooms, they can't do any harm.
That's quite. And if they open their door or walk in the hall, we can hear them.
But if they go out, will we follow them? Is that it?
Well, we'll see. By the way, Doc, what happened about that old desert rat jumping Dick?
What you mean, what happened?
Well, this morning he was going up to his house and get his daughter for you to look over.
Oh, yeah.
Well, did you see her? Are you going to marry her?
No, she wouldn't leave the house.
The way Dick talked, I thought he intended to drag her down here by the hair if necessary.
I don't know. He just come back and
Said if I wanted to look her over before I married her, I'd have to come up to his shack.
Well, didn't you go?
No, I told him I wouldn't walk across the street to look at a female.
Oh.
Said if he wanted me to see her, he'd have to lasso her and bring her down here to the boarding house.
Hey, you think the old coot's serious, Jack?
Well, he seemed awfully anxious for you to see her.
Yeah. Well, he come back this afternoon and said he'd catch her when she was asleep and hogtie her and towed her down here.
Well, I've always heard the desert breeds some weird and wonderful specimens.
We're getting our share this trip. Jumping Dick, Dry Gulch Mitt.
I say, company.
Hey, don't tell me Mary's getting some manners.
Come in.
Oh, I say.
Oh, hello, Nasher.
The maestro wish to speak with you.
Fine. Tell him to come on in.
No. You must come to him.
Well, the heck with him.
Very well, and we'll go to him.
Hey, Jack, you gonna let that big tub of goose grease order us around?
You do not say that about the maestro.
Oh, I see you still got them black tights on.
Why not?
Where did you get them?
I always have them with me. They are my dancing tights.
Why are you wearing them tonight?
That is what the maestro wished to talk with you about. Will you come?
All right. Come on, Reg, Doc.
Right in here. The maestro is waiting. Maestro, they are here.
Close the door.
Yes, maestro.
Oh, drat his forsaken hole. Door squeak, shutters rattle, boards creak. Musty, filthy.
Hey, maestro, you better not let Dry Gulch Mary hear you.
I told that woman I'd turn her into a mangy coyote if she didn't keep away from this room.
You told her that?
I certainly did.
She believed you?
With good reason. I wouldn't hesitate one moment.
Now, look here. You're carrying this mysticism to a point where it's ridiculous. You can't turn anyone into an animal. You know that just as well as I do.
So, you want to defy me?
I don't know what your game is, but whatever it is, you're overplaying your hand.
You still think I didn't turn Nasha into an animal in the boxcar?
I know you did. Some clever trick, yes. Nasha's a woman. She's never been anything else.
With your own ears, you heard a man scream in that boxcar. With your own hands, you felt a knife stuck in his heart there in the dark.
It was a dead man, all right. What's more, I think you killed him.
But when you turned on your flashlight, he was not there.
Another of your tricks.
Mysticism.
I say trick and I mean trick.
It was a trick, too, when I sent Nasha floating out of the moving boxcar and then made her return.
It was.
So, I have not yet convinced you I am a great mystic, that I have powers beyond the normal.
You have not.
Then I will prove it tonight.
Just as you like.
I will prove it beyond any reasonable doubt.
Is that why you've called us in here?
No. No, I called you here to warn you that you must not leave this boarding house tonight.
You're telling us what to do?
I'm warning you.
Why?
Why am I warning you?
Well, that isn't what I mean, but why are you warning us?
Because you gave Nasha and me financial assistance.
Yes, I paid your room and board here.
And that is my way of showing my gratitude.
By warning us not to leave the house tonight?
Yes.
I don't follow you.
Tonight, the wolf pack returns to this village.
That's what Nasha said this morning. How do you know they're coming?
Because I shall bring them.
Just how do you intend to do this?
First, I will put Nasha to sleep. Nasha.
Yes, maestro.
Curl up at my feet.
Yes, maestro.
Yes. Now, close your eyes. You are thinking only what I am thinking.
Yes. Yes.
You are sleepy.
I am sleepy.
Sleep, Nasha.
Ooh.
Sleep.
She sure enough asleep, Peller?
Beyond awakening until I give the word.
You think she is, Jack?
Yes, that's simple hypnosis. Well, she's asleep. Now, how are you going to bring the wolves?
I will turn Nasha into a wolf.
You mean that?
I will turn Nasha into a wolf. I will send her out to the pack, and she will bring them here.
You mind if I yawn?
I will turn Nasha into a wolf.
Well, don't stand there saying it. Go ahead and do it.
Turn out the lamp.
No. Do it here in the light where we can see it.
The metamorphosis must take place in the dark. Now turn out the light.
So, shall I, Jack?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Jack. Here goes the light. There.
Man, is it dark in here.
Well, the light's out. Do something.
Nasha, I am smoothing your hair. It is the hair of a woman, but it is changing. It is changing to the hair of a wolf, the mane of a wolf. You are going to be a wolf. When I say the word, you are going to be a wolf. Nasha, you are a wolf.
Those eyes.
They're shining in the dark.
Go, Nasha. Go join the pack.
Jack, she went right out through the window.
The wolf pack will visit, bury your dead